This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to navigate difficult conversations during organizational change or uncertainty. A practical step-by-step guide for saying the hard things when stakes are high. In short, difficult conversations during organizational change are not optional. They either work. Avoiding them does not protect people. It leaves them in a fog of rumor and fear that is harder to recover from than any hard truth. Prepare your opening before you sit down so anxiety does not hijack your words. Name the uncertainty honestly rather than papering over it with false reassurance. Listen longer than feels comfortable before you move to solutions. Definition: difficult conversations during organizational change are honest, high-stakes exchanges about sensitive topics, including job security, role changes, or poor performance, that carry emotional risk for both parties and occur in a workplace climate already shaped by uncertainty, fear, or distrust. I watched a manager destroy 6 months of goodwill in 4 minutes once. The company was restructuring. People were frightened. She gathered her team, read from a sheet of prepared talking points, answered no questions, and left the room. By lunchtime, 3 of her best people had started quietly looking elsewhere. She had not lied to them. She had done something worse. She had treated a human moment like a compliance exercise. The difficult conversations she avoided that day did not disappear. They simply happened without her, in the car park, and in private messages, and she lost control of the narrative entirely. Difficult conversations during periods of change are the hardest thing most professionals ever have to do. The stakes are real, the emotions are raw, and you are often being asked to speak with clarity about things that are not yet clear. This guide gives you a process that works. Not a script for every situation, but a reliable method you can apply to your own. Why these conversations feel almost impossible to start. The fear is not weakness. It is wiring. When people are already anxious about their futures, every word you say lands in a different place than it would in calmer times. A sentence that would read as honest in a stable environment can read as threatening when someone is scared for their livelihood. You know this, which is why you hesitate. You do not want to make it worse. The problem is that hesitation has a cost most people underestimate. Silence during uncertainty does not feel neutral to the people waiting for information. It feels like confirmation of the worst thing they are imagining. I have seen teams lose faith in good leaders not because those leaders said the wrong thing, but because they said nothing at all. The void fills fast, and it fills with fear. The other reason these conversations feel so hard is that many of us were never taught how to hold two things at once: honesty and compassion. We learned that honesty hurts, so we soften it into vagueness. Or we learned that being direct means being blunt, so we swing too far and wound people unnecessarily. There is a third way, and it is what the steps below will walk you through. If you are working through a leadership transition at the same time, it helps to understand how sustaining team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring affects the ground your conversations land on. What needs to be true before you speak? No amount of technique will save a conversation that begins from the wrong foundation. Two things must be in place before you start. You must be clear on your purpose. Ask yourself, what do I actually need this person to know, feel, or do differently after this conversation? If you cannot answer that in one sentence, you are not ready. Going in with a muddled purpose produces a muddled conversation that leaves everyone feeling worse. You must be able to separate fact from interpretation. Before you sit down, write out what you know for certain and what you're inferring. The role is being eliminated is a fact. She will be devastated is an interpretation. Conversations that blend these two things create confusion and resentment. Stick to what is verifiably true and say clearly when you're moving into territory that is less certain. The six-step process for navigating hard conversations. Step 1. Prepare your opening sentence before you enter the room. Anxiety collapses language. You will have planned what you wanted to say, and then you will sit down and the words will dissolve. The solution is simple: write out your first two sentences the night before and say them aloud until they feel natural. Your opening should name the purpose without drama. Something like, I want to talk about what the restructuring means for you role. I want to be as honest as I can with you, even where I do not have all the answers yet. That is enough. It signals respect. It signals that this will be a real conversation, not a monologue. Step 2. Name the uncertainty instead of disguising it. Here is the truth of it. People can handle more honesty than you think. What they cannot handle is being treated as though they cannot handle it. When you do not know something, say so. I cannot tell you yet whether your position will be affected, and I know that is not the answer you want. What I can tell you is what I do know, and when I expect to know more. This kind of honesty is uncomfortable to deliver. It is also the only thing that earns real trust in a crisis. False reassurance, "I'm sure it will all work out," is not kindness. It is a way of managing your own discomfort. The person in front of you knows the difference, even if they cannot name it. Step 3. Ask before you explain. Most people walk into a difficult conversation ready to talk. They have prepared. They have practiced. They are ready to deliver their message. Then they deliver it to someone who cannot hear a word because they are too frightened or too angry to take anything in. Before you say what you came to say, ask one question. Before I tell you what I know, can I ask what your biggest concern is right now? Then stop talking. Listen to the full answer. Do not plan your response while they are speaking. Just listen. This single step changes the character of the entire conversation. You learn what actually matters to this person, which is often not what you assumed. And the person in front of you feels seen before they feel managed, which changes everything about how they receive what comes next. For guidance on what happens when unmet concerns drive a team into conflict, the piece on how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy covers the territory well. Step 4. Deliver your message in plain language. When you are ready to say the hard thing, say it directly. No preamble that goes on so long the person loses track of what you are actually trying to tell them. No softening so thorough that the actual message gets buried. A useful structure: state what is happening, explain why it matters, and say what happens next. Your team is being merged with operations from the end of the month. The reason is that the two functions need to work more closely together to serve clients better. What this means for your day-to-day role is something I want to work through with you now. Short sentences, active language, concrete specifics where you have them, honest acknowledgement of gaps where you do not. Step 5. Sit with the response. After you deliver a hard message, there will often be a silence or an emotional response or a question you cannot fully answer. Your job is not to fill every gap immediately. Pause before you respond. If the person is upset, acknowledge it without rushing past it. I can hear that this is hard. Take whatever time you need. Do not pivot to solutions the moment emotion appears. People cannot hear solutions until they feel that their feelings have been registered. If you are working through how to stay grounded when tension rises in real time, the core framework for staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation is a practical tool for exactly this moment. Step 6. Agree on what happens next. A difficult conversation that ends without a clear next step leaves people adrift. Before you close, name what each of you is going to do and when. I will come back to you by Thursday with more detail on the timeline. Between now and then, please bring me any questions as they come up. This matters more than it might seem. During change, people crave any sense of predictability. Even a small, specific commitment gives them something to hold on to. Keep every commitment you make here. One broken promise in this context undoes the trust the whole conversation built. When the person in front of you is deeply resistant, some conversations do not go the way you planned. The person shuts down, becomes hostile, or simply refuses to engage. This is more common than people admit. The biggest mistake in this situation is to push harder. Pushing into resistance produces more resistance. Instead, name what you're observing and give the person an exit that does not feel like a defeat. I can see this is not the right moment. I want to make sure we talk properly, so can we agree to pick this up tomorrow? If the conversation takes place in a group or meeting setting, the dynamics become more complex, and managing them well requires a different set of tools. The guide on how to handle conflict during meetings addresses this directly. For situations where two people are locked in genuine opposition and neither will move, the deal method for diffusing tension between colleagues who refuse to cooperate offers a structured approach that can break the deadlock without forcing either party to back down publicly. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. 3 mistakes that undo good intentions. The mistake, opening with I know how you feel. Why it happens, you want to signal empathy and reduce defensiveness. What to do instead? Ask how they feel. You do not know. Claiming you do before they have spoken shuts the conversation down before it opens. The mistake, over-explaining the business rationale before acknowledging the human impact. Why it happens, you want the decision to make sense, so you lead with logic. What to do instead? Acknowledge the personal impact first. I know this affects you directly, and I want to make sure you have space to ask whatever you need to ask. Logic can follow. Compassion must come first. The mistake. Ending the conversation without checking whether the person actually understood what was said. Why it happens. You got through it. The relief of that makes you want to close quickly. What to do instead? Ask one final question. Is there anything I said that you want me to clarify or go over again? It takes 30 seconds and it catches misunderstandings before they become rumors. Organizational change creates rising tension that exists even before individual conversations begin. Understanding how to manage rising tension during organizational change or company restructuring gives you better ground to stand on before you sit down. Your pre-conversation checklist. Use this before any difficult conversation during a period of change. Number 1. I can state my purpose for this conversation in one clear sentence. Number 2. I have separated facts I know from assumptions I'm making. Number 3. I have written and practiced my opening 2 sentences aloud. Number 4. I know what I will say when asked something I cannot yet answer. Number 5. I have thought about this person's likely concerns and how I will respond to them. Number 6. I have a specific, realistic commitment I can make about what happens next. Number 7. I have blocked enough time for this conversation that I will not need to cut it short. If you cannot take every item, do not postpone the conversation. Postponing is almost always the wrong call. But fill the gaps you can before you walk in. Where a relationship has already broken down before you get to this point, the bridge method for rebuilding working relationships after genuine breakdown offers a framework for rebuilding trust before a productive conversation is even possible. The only thing that makes this easier over time. There is no shortcut. Let me be honest with you about that. Difficult conversations during periods of change get easier only through practice, and practice means doing them, making mistakes, and doing them again. The first time you sit across from someone whose job may be disappearing and tell them the truth, it will cost you something. That cost is not a sign you are doing it wrong. It is a sign you understand what it means. What I can promise you is this: people remember who told them the truth with respect. Especially when it would have been easier to stay quiet. That is the trust that survives a restructure. That is the relationship that rebuilds after the storm passes. The leaders I have watched earn lasting loyalty from their teams were not the ones who had all the answers during uncertain times. They were the ones who showed up, told the truth, and stayed in the room long enough to listen. Practice these steps on the smaller conversations first. Build the muscle before the weight gets heavy. The process works. The difficult conversations during change that you navigate with honesty and care are the ones that define the kind of communicator and the kind of person you become. Frequently asked questions. What are difficult conversations during organizational change? Difficult conversations during organizational change are honest exchanges about sensitive topics, such as job security, role shifts, or performance, that carry emotional risk. They feel harder in times of uncertainty because fear, distrust, and anxiety amplify every word spoken and heard. How do you start a difficult conversation at work? Start by naming the purpose of the conversation clearly and without blame. Say something like, I want to talk about what has been happening so we can figure out a path forward together. Prepare your opening sentence in advance and speak it calmly before anything else. Why are difficult conversations harder during change? Difficult conversations during periods of change carry more weight because people are already anxious. Stakes feel higher, trust is lower, and even careful words can be misread. The uncertainty in the room before you speak makes every message land harder than it would in stable conditions. How do you stay calm during a hard conversation at work? Slow your breathing before you begin. Pause before you respond to anything charged. Remind yourself that your job in the conversation is to stay present and honest. Not to win. The core framework is a useful structure for staying grounded when tension rises. What should you never say in a difficult workplace conversation? Avoid vague reassurances you cannot back up, such as everything will be fine. Avoid blame, ultimatums, and defensive language. Do not open with an accusation or close with a threat. Ambiguity feels dishonest to people who are already frightened by uncertainty. How do you handle someone who gets emotional during a difficult conversation? Pause. Acknowledge what you see without labeling it or minimizing it. You might say, I can see this is difficult. Take the time you need. Do not rush past the emotion to get back to your agenda. People cannot hear your message until they feel heard themselves. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.